321-536-5969. This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And good morning to everyone, and happy Friday. I thank you for having us tuned in here today. You have tuned your dials to WGOD Radio, the place where God is always broadcasting. He has a lot to say here today if you tune into his frequency. God is always broadcasting. You and I just need to stop what we're doing from our busy lives and tune into his frequency. How can you do that? By hearing someone preach from the Word, hearing someone teach from the Word, even listening to great music you can hear. But the Word, we know, is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. You're going to hear a program now. We're running this series here, In Between Sermons on WGOD. You're going to hear something that I originally recorded live on the air, because I'm also, in addition to being a pastor and a Bible translator, I'm also a radio station general manager here in Florida. You're going to hear something that I did live on Memorial Day last year. And so I might hear a reference in there, Happy Memorial Day. Well, we're going to start with a song from Memorial Day, and that's where I want to start here today's broadcast. And we'll be back again on Monday going through the Gospel of Matthew. I think we're up to chapter 20 or 21. I'm not sure, but that's where we'll be tomorrow. But here today, let's start with this song. I'd like to hear this now. This is called I Made It to Arlington.
An old man back in my hometown, they gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up the flag and told my mom and dad, I'm proud of your son. I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. And I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. And I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. When we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it costs to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. Recognized me on the day that I came in, and it gave me the chills when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property, and I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. One of the chosen ones, I made it to Arlington. I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. And I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. And I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington.
We're in Matthew chapter 24. The Lord Jesus says, but of that day and hour, no one knows. That is his return. Not even angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as if days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not know, until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Interesting, the Lord Jesus said, it's going to be just like it was back in that day, and that is that people were oblivious to the coming judgment. And the Lord Jesus says, when it's like that on earth again, that's one of the signs that you'll know that I'm coming back soon. He goes on, then, if that is at that time when all of this is over, and there'll be no more wars, rumors of wars, no more people dying, innocent people dying, soldiers dying, those dying for their country. The time is coming when all this is going to end. We looked at in church yesterday, the Lord Jesus asking the question over and over and over and over again. He says, are you ready? And he says, watch. Watch therefore. Let me continue. Matthew chapter 24, verse 40 starts with the word then, meaning this is how it's going to go down. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken. One will be left. We looked at these Greek words. The word taken, paralambano, means to be received near. The only other time you find that word is John chapter 14, where Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and I will receive you unto myself. That's paralambano. To receive under oneself. That's that promise 2,000 years ago spoken by the Son of God. Here it is. Starts with the word then. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken, received near. The other will be left. Aphiemi, Greek word for divorce, for abandon, for forsaken, and for left behind. Then two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken. The other will be left. And he says, watch therefore. Watch. For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was come, the thief would come, he would have watched. And it would not allow his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We're going to look at next week Or maybe Friday of this week, the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were ready, 5 weren't. After those that were ready went in with the master, the Bible says that the door was shut. That's Matthew 25:10. Afterwards, the other versions came saying, "Lord, Lord, open up the door." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, that is amen, amen, and amen." You can write this down. I don't know you. I don't know you. Then he says again, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." This past day at church here yesterday, we were looking at this dead church. At least that's what the Lord Jesus Christ called them, dead church. And in verse 2, Revelation 3:2, it says, "Wake up." Or the New King James says, "Watch and strengthen the things which remain that are about to die, because I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember how you've received and heard, hold fast and repent. But therefore, if you will not watch, then I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you." That's my encouragement to you today, friend, on this Memorial Day, is to be watching for his return. And we watch, as the parable of the 10 virgins, you watch by what you do. That is, these 10 virgins, you see, those that were okay were those that had oil in their lamps, and they were prepared for the Lord's coming. They were ready for his return. But those that weren't ready, he says, he admonishes all, "Watch, because you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." I leave you with this last verse here today. That is out of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. This is the sermon that I give on Christmas. This is what the Lord's looking for. It says, "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto those that look for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation." This is what the Lord's looking for. This is what he expects from us. He's coming a second time, and he's coming a second time to all those who look for him. And you and I, friends, our attitude ought to be one of a child on Christmas Eve. If you can think back and remember, or maybe your own kids, think of the expectation your child has, or you did, back on Christmas Eve. It was electricity in the air. You just couldn't wait for Christmas. That is whom the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back for. And he says, "Watch therefore, because you do not know the day nor the hour." This could be the last Memorial Day I lament behind this microphone for all those that love this country that gave their life up for it. Because the Lord Jesus is coming back again, and he's coming back to all those and for all those that look for him. Have a wonderful day. May it be a contemplative Memorial Day. And think ultimately of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us. And that when we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. Have a wonderful day, friends. God bless.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners, from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard.